A Washington man has been indicted for fraudulently taking about $2.7 million from Alaskans. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Alaska is charging 55-year-old Floyd J. Mann Jr. with 11 counts of wire fraud and 8 counts of money laundering. Mann allegedly told his victims that he was going to receive millions of dollars from a class-action lawsuit with a pharmaceutical company. He promised the victims that if they helped pay his medical expenses and legal fees, he would give them a substantial portion of the settlement. Instead, Mann gambled with the money at a casino and won more than $1 million. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ani Stewart says concerned family and friends alerted law enforcement to the scheme. The investigation involved the IRS, the FBI, and the Social Security Administration. She says this type of scheme is fairly common, but that this one just was more successful than most. Stewart says more than a dozen victims gave money to Mann, and many of them were close to retirement age.
I mean, I've seen this in a lot of different fraud cases where, you know, elderly folks will be targeted and be bilked of a lot of money because they're not asking the same kind of questions and researching in the same way that somebody more familiar with computers in this day and age would do.
Mann's wife, Cheryl Mann, was also charged with one count of Social Security fraud. She continued to receive need-based benefits, even though she and her husband were earning hundreds of thousands of dollars at the casino.